So, as far as the stories go, I think that's about it. We, you know, like I said, not necessarily a crazy week. So a little bit of a shorter episode this week. But before we end it out here, we're going to kind of do a local section. So if you're not from St. Louis and don't want to hear us talk about St. Louis, you know, you can go ahead and sign off and catch us next week. But, of course, you should stick around. This is going to be still some good stuff. For all my St. Louis people out here, I'm sure you know the Riverfront Times, which rates and grades and does a whole bunch of stuff all around the city, came out with a list. They came out with, you know, the best restaurants, best deli, right, Griff? Best everything.
Yeah.
I got a hold of a list that basically came out with the best of those lists put into one list.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit.
And I want to go over a couple things here.
So many lists.
So listy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all my list game today.
Fucking
guys.
Killing the list game.
Number one thing that caught my attention. I'm going through this, right, before me and Griff are sitting here, before we start recording. And let me see if I can find it again. It says, best music festival was Lou Fest. Of course it was. I missed that one. But let's see if I can find it. What was it? Oh, best local album. By the way, everyone that we're getting out about to talk about here, if you're listening and you're, you know, local St. Louis area, man, shout out to you, because we're definitely this will be our huge shout out section.
Yeah.
Okay. Best local album.
It's got to be Country Grammar.
No, I mean like of this year. It's like the past year.
Oh, okay.
It's called Dear Liver by The Fuck Off and Dies.
Oh, nice punk.
That's the band.
Right?
That's the band.
That's so punky.
Shout out to that man, because I don't know how you get a name like that and get away with it, but that's awesome.
Oh, did you hear about the there's a couple Asian guys that started a band called The Slants?
I didn't read this, but like, I saw this come up. Like, the Supreme Court is deciding
if it's racist or not.
Okay, well, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nonsense. You can name your band what you want to.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with it, don't buy their shit.
Pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, I saw that. That was really funny.
No, I didn't hear that. But
yeah,
there's no way that can be found. Like, it'd be completely unconstitutional. Yeah.
If they haven't changed the Washington Redskins name,
right,
then they're not going to change
that. Yeah.
It's, you can't, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, best burger. What would you guys say? Best burger that you've had?
Oh, best
burger. Quincy Street Bistro. Shout out. Best burger in St. Louis.
Okay.
I don't care what this list says.
I'm going Stacked, man.
Stacked? Nah. This is saying a place, Dave and Tony's.
Where's
ever
this?
Heard of that?
No.
Nope. No, me neither. Okay.
Where's it? Does it say where it is?
No, it doesn't have all it had. All, this list. I don't know how legit this is, but
I think that's a Southside establishment.
It only lists it has their website.
Dave and Tony's.
Oh man.
Hmm.
Okay, so this is actually 2015 list.
Oh god damn it, Dugan.
Well, 2016.
Thought you were
open.
On your list game.
This is it.
That's true. Somebody could fuck up their performance for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Not belong to be on this
tank.
List.
So that's a year old, but who cares? We're going to keep doing this because we're just going to count it as carrying over until 2016,
yeah.
Right?
You're good.
Best deli sandwich. You said it. This is Blue City.
Blue City, which Mike's Spicy Beef, my favorite sandwich going.
I'm going LeGrand's.
LeGrand's is dope. We're a little biased on that, being South City.
That's
true.
I mean, I love LeGrand's.
But
love LeGrand's.
Let me tell you something about Blue City Deli. One time I had this thing. It was a special thing. I don't even know what it was on it. Some kind of crazy meat, all kinds of crazy shit. It was on this pretzel bun. It was called like something crazy, like Volcano something.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. Awesome.
I had the Mike's, Spicy. Deli, yeah. Oh, dude. If you get the Mike's Spicy Beef, is fucking amazing.
I'll have to check it out.
Best food truck. Who are you giving it to?
Chow.
The list says Soul Taco, which is dope as fuck. Soul Taco.
Never had.
Oh, you should.
I haven't had it either.
Yeah.
Best fried chicken. And you are wrong, sir. It is not Hodak this list.
It was Hodak like 25 years in a row.
Yeah,
this list is claiming, well, maybe not to the Riverfront.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is giving it to Gallagher's, which is the ill side.
About damn time.
Hodak's had that. That's
chicken.
Good, actually.
Hodak's chicken is shit.
You're full of shit, Keith.
I hate Hodak's chicken.
A
it's
fight
not
may
good.
Break out here in the recording studio because it's fucking amazing. I might get some on my way.
Go for it, dude. You can get your fucking nasty ass soggy crinkle cut fries.
They're the best fries.
Fuck you.
You're so wrong on every level.
Best local brewery. Who are you giving it to?
Probably Swaffley.
Is AB a local brewery?
No. No, that's the king, man. You can't. They already know they won. Yeah. They win every year.
Plus that money's going fucking not here anymore.
Yeah,
so.
That is true.
Urban Chestnut.
Urban Chestnut makes sense. Yeah.
They do some.
Get that Zwickel, baby.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So dude. Good.
Catering company I work for on the weekends.
That shit.
Zwickel on tap.
Zwickel's so
on tap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best place to get a margarita. What do you think?
I mean,
I'm a margarita guy.
La Hacienda. That's the first Mexican place I can think of.
Hacienda is great. Yeah. Manchester.
Yep.
Oh, so
have you
good.
Ever heard of the Flamingo Bowl?
I have not.
I have.
Okay, well, that Flamingo, I wonder if that is that the place on Wash Ave? There's a place on Wash Ave, Flamingos. Oh, no, that's a bowling alley or something. I don't know.
No, that's on Delmar. Like over by your old place, there was the Flamingo Bowl.
Oh.
We went bowling there one time, I think.
No, that's not the Flamingo. Is that what it was?
I think it was the Flamingo Bowl.
Oh, okay.
That little like bowling alley bar.
Yeah, next to that. Okay. Here we go. This is some shit here. Best non-St. Louis style pizza.
I was just wrong about that Flamingo Bowl thing. That was pinup.
It was pinup. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. All right. Best non-St. Louis style pizza, which, by the way, St. Louis style is obviously Emos. I mean, that's you can't even second guess that.
Thin crust, Provel cheese.
And the Provel cheese is what makes the Emos. Now, the non-St. Louis, who would you give it to?
Pie? Dude. Is pie non-St. Louis?
Yeah.
Pie
no.
is non-St. Louis.
Yeah, they're very good.
I'm giving a shout-out to Louis, man.
Louis? Oh, wow.
Is Louis not St. Louis style?
Well, you can get it St. Louis style, or you can get a deep dish.
Yeah, they got a lot of Chicago stuff.
And I think they have a hand tossed as well.
I don't like deep dish, personally.
This is giving it to JJ Twiggs.
Oh, dude. Some people really like it.
I don't know about that one, though.
But
that's
I still
very
think
interesting,
it's
though.
Like it's kind of St. Louis style still, though.
Maybe they must have different styles.
Okay, here we
go. Shout out to Bomberitos.
Best sports bar.
Hidden gem.
Best sports bar?
Yeah.
In St. Louis?
This is some
There's
bullshit.
One on every
though.
Corner.
This is bullshit. Though.
Okay, hold on. Now, Bobby's place just opened on Hampton.
Did, right by my crib. So
we're going to have to give it a little bit of time
and
see how Bobby's place.
We're going to have to check that place out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 blocks away from my house. So.
Must be nice.
This is giving it to the Post.
The Post?
Oh, dude, the Post is great.
No, Webster? It is not the best sports bar.
Maybe
in
not, but I like the Post.
And it just got burnt down. They just what?
There was more than one.
Oh, is there more than one?
I think there's one in Maplewood.
Oh, the one in Maplewood.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
That it just,
across
like,
the street from the Schnucks.
They're recovering from the Molotov cocktail that guy threw in there.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, one of the cooks threw a Molotov cocktail in there and burned the shit out of that place.
Nice.
Yeah. So no, that I'm sorry, I'm giving it up. That's some shit.
I'm a big fan of their wings.
Yeah, I hear the
best
wings
best steakhouse, best place to get a steak.
I'm going to say
gotta
just because
be
we know the family.
I was gonna say
Citizen Kane's.
Okay, I'm gonna go in a little bit deeper in that though.
Tucker's is fucking.
It has to be the Soulard Tucker's though.
SoCo Tucker's. Yeah, does not compare to the Soulard Tucker's.
It's pretty good up there too. That's the one I used to like. If I'd ever go, that's the one I used to go to.
Oh, that's whack.
But. They're both fucking amazing. Every time I walk by that Tucker's when I'm in Soulard, just that smell, dude. It almost fucking pulls you in.
Oh, man. So good.
What do you think the best grocery store is in St. Louis?
Best grocery store?
Schnucks?
This is, by the way.
I hate Schnucks, by the way, but I don't know.
Hey, they won. This is actually voted, by the way. All of this is over 13,000 votes. It's
okay.
Holy shit. Listener or viewer voting, so. That was interesting.
I mean,
yeah,
Schnucks has got to be.
Yeah. I worked there when I was 16.
I think
so.
Some of this is just they go by the fucking name, though, because Best Record Store, they gave it to Vintage Vinyl, which is cool, but that's just been there forever, and
that's
popular.
There's not that many, though. So
there is. There's a lot, and I would no doubt about it. I highly suggest, if you're into vinyl, I'm going to tell you who actually should have won this is Record Exchange. I am biased because
the old library.
They turned a legit library into a vinyl. I mean, we're talking more vinyl than I've ever seen.
It is
in
pretty cool.
I've
always wanted to go in there. I've never
it's
been there.
Huge.
It's
I mean,
cool.
I have spent hours wandering around. I mean, it is crazy, and that definitely should have won. That's the best vinyl store in the city of St. Louis. There's no doubt about it. Best sex shop. You guys know about the sex shop?
Priscilla's Grand.
No.
Man.
Apparently, there's a place called
Patricia's.
It's just called Box. I don't know.
Ooh, clever.
Now we're getting. We got a little couple sports here. Best Cardinals player. Best voted. I think this is obvious.
Yadi.
Wayne.
Yadi. No, Yadi for sure. Best blues player. This is gonna be obvious too.
Tarasenko.
Yeah, the tank. The tank himself. Best place for a first date, fellas.
McDonald's.
City Museum.
Bodex.
City Museum.
City Museum. Good choice.
Flamingo Bowl. Griff. Wherever that is, but yeah. That's the one on. That's the one on Wash Ave. I'm almost 100% sure. And it is a bowling alley. But I don't know about first dates, though. My first date there would be terrible because we wouldn't be able to find anywhere to park, and I'd get really mad, and then she'd probably see my true colors. And my cover would be blown.
Yeah, your nice guy cover would definitely be blown.
Best public park.
Forest Park.
That's the best public park in the country. I think it literally just won the best public park in the country.
Well, yeah, because every single attraction is free.
Yeah. And
which is awesome.
Central Park's cool in New York. Forest Park's better.
Yeah.
And bigger. Better,
you guys will get a kick out of this.
Forest Park's bigger?
Forest Park is considerably bigger.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Best place for a late date.
For a late date?
Oh, a last date. I'm sorry.
Last date?
A last date. So the best place that you're going to break up or something. Yeah. But this fits. This is dead on.
A bar? I don't know. Yeah. I want to be able to probably slam some liquor.
Yes. Keep going with that.
Trops?
Bar 101?
No. Close, though. Very close. Griff was right on it. Telania's.
Okay.
Oh,
over on Hampton.
Nice.
Which is...
I heard it closed.
What?
No. Yeah, somebody told me Telania's closed. I said bullshit. There's no way.
So I think they always get bitched up by like that neighborhood there because there's fucking fights and bullshit.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I remember hearing that they weren't going to be 3 a.m., but then I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going there before 1 a.m.?
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, they have one here. Best 3 a.m. bar. Best 3 o'clocker in the city.
In the city? It's got to be 101.
It's probably Wheelhouse.
Oh, Wheelhouse.
I would actually probably give it to Wheelhouse, but it is not. It is...
I hate Wheelhouse, personally.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know how to... I'm going to really butcher the shit out of this.
I can't move.
Mangia Italiano?
Oh, no way. Is that on the fucking hill?
It has to be, right? I don't know. But that...
What, really?
I don't know. I've definitely heard of this place before, but I've never been there. No, that might be in Clayton.
Best 3 o'clock. Huh.
Yeah, that one. I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
I got my fucking Bar 101 stamp on me from last night.
And basically from there, it's a bunch of stuff. Venue-wise and stuff, the pageant pretty much takes the cake on a lot of stuff there. I mean, you guys can go check that out. Search it.
Blueberry Hill?
No, actually. Like I said, Riverfront Times does a bunch of lists of all different things. They do more specific things as far as restaurants and stuff. I don't know if this is the main one.
I kind of want to go through the restaurant. I mean, I guess
their fried chicken rankings are fucked up.
Did you see that?
You're really set on these fried chicken.
Antonino's won best restaurant. Like, just
really?
Overall. I mean, they've won it a few times. And
they're
so
paying somebody.
Yeah. I mean, Antonino's is good. I like Antonino's.
Yeah.
But there's better. I mean, there's this, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Best place to get a Euro in St. Louis is definitely Euro Company on Gravois.
Is it? Really?
And get the doner kebab. The doner kebab is so much better than a regular Euro.
What's the difference?
It's like a sandwich. It's on this Bosnian bread.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds good.
It's so fluffy, the bread is, it's just awesome.
Few things in my life that I would drop everything to eat, and a Euro is one of those things.
Euros are amazing.
And I'm gonna throw this out here too. I should have said this when they get off my chest segment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's wrong or right, but if you pronounce it gyro, I'm gonna slap you.
Oh yes.
Same thing with I just got into an argument this weekend with, is that I don't care if it's right or wrong, but if you say GIF instead of GIF, I'm gonna hit you too.
Yeah.
I can't stand people saying it's just a GIF. No, it's a GIF. Okay?
It's a GIF.
And it's a fucking Euro.
It's a Euro.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely used to be guilty of that for sure.
You called him I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Gyro.
Wrong. Gyro,
You don't even know how to say
but
it.
But I don't think I had a Euro until I was probably like 18. And so
until
that point I feel like they got more popular around that time. And
they did,
Yeah.
Because I remember in Crestwood Mall.
Yep,
when it was still open.
Me too. They had
the Greek place, and like I had no idea what it was. No idea.
I did not fucking trust that fucking
I didn't trust
lamb shank that they had that was probably there for fucking weeks.
And looking back at it, now it's like, Oh, I would devour that lamb shank.
Yeah.
I don't know if in the basement of Crestwood Mall, when we're talking Crestwood Mall, was in its death throes. Like it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, that is true. It was,
I don't know, man. I had plenty of times down the Crestwood basement hitting up the Asian places on that little strip.
When we were younger, man, from the arcade, that was it. Yeah. Like before South County Mall and West County Mall got like redone. Crestwood Mall was like
the mall. Yeah,
well, they had one of the best arcades I've ever been in.
The arcade was dope.
It was serious.
I grew up in Crestwood, right? So I was fucking up there, all the time. Yeah, that arcade was it. Something Rama. What was it called?
Oh, I don't. It actually had a name.
Oh yeah,
Tilt-O-Rama.
It's like Funorama. I think it changed a couple times.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't know.
That arcade was badass. I can remember there used to be like. Pokemon store there, you remember
that?
In the Pokemon days?
I would go there, I'd game for a couple hours, man, then I'd go over and hit the Chinese place to get some strawberry chicken. I can remember like it was yesterday. They had strawberry chicken.
I was a panda guy, so I went with the orange chicken.
I'll never forget that strawberry, because that was some nasty shit.
That sounds fucking weird.
Yeah. Then I go back in Game More, and they had this big section for laser tag.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I had a birthday there once, too. It was crazy.
Yeah, that place was
Wasn't the Foot Locker downstairs, too?
No, that was just arcade and food.
There was arcade, and then there was the Pokemon store.
And that, yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Now it's, like, halfway torn down.
Well, I think it was like a haunted art house. It was an art gallery for a while.
Yeah, bunch of teachers from Limburg.
That's the art teachers,
okay. Yeah. they opened an art gallery.
They are going to tear it down, aren't they? They're building something there.
Yeah. They're in the middle of tearing it down.
Okay. What are they going to build there?
I'm going to guess
apartments.
Yeah, I was going to say housing.
Okay. Housing.
I know for a long time they wanted like the IKEA, which isn't already built. It's on Vandenbender.
Yeah.
They wanted to build that there.
As far as apartments go, it'll be a nice location, though. You're right across the street from a grocery store, and you got every shopping. I mean,
fuck that grocery store, bro.
Yeah.
That is like
that is the Schnucks that I worked at.
Oh.
Dude.
Ouch.
Yeah. I hit that Schnucks for lunch, like. All the time. That one and the one on Limburg.
You see a little hunchback bitch in there, give her the middle finger.
Tell me how you really feel, Tim.
Her name is Kathy, and I don't like
her. Whoa, whoa. Shout out.
I actually do have a legit shout out.
Yeah.
I went to shout out to the Cardinals. Obviously, we're not making the playoffs, but decent season. Not what I would have wanted, but shout out to Matt Holliday, man. He's been here for 7.5 years and has gotten shit on for those 7.5 years. But if you actually look at his numbers, he is one of the best outfielders for the past 7.5 years.
Yeah, we're going to miss him. I mean,
yeah, big time. Shout out to Matt Holliday.
Yeah, Matt, if you're hearing this, man, the ABC Pod's a huge fan. And to anybody out there who is just – there are a lot of people that talk trash on Matt.
Haters,
dude.
If you do, man, fuck you, man. Just fuck you.
He almost has like that Barrett Jackman vibe about him. Like, people just hate him for no reason.
Yeah, you know, he's quiet. He keeps to himself. His interviews are not, like, he's not over the top. He's just, like, a regular dude. They just, like, get out, you know, do my shit and then get out. And for some reason, people tend to not like that as much, you know?
Yeah.
This guy's helped us get a World Series win.
So yeah.
Yeah, it was a great move. Yeah. I mean, it was a great move, bro.
Oh, yeah. He actually has the largest contract in Cardinals history.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did not know that either.
I would have thought it would be, like, Wainwright or...
Pitcher, right.
Yeah, well, yeah, shout out. Griff, you got anybody to shout out other than that person that you hate, Kathy, at Schnucks?
Kathy. no, I got nobody.
Okay, well, before we close this out, last thing. As always, check us out, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. We're everywhere. And, yeah, I guess with that, we'll see you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, see you next week.
I'll be there, man.